Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not a note, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour? Kind of feel like I'm in a Groundhog Day, quarterback talk.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's all.
That's what life is now for us.
Indeed. Until they actually do something. We also talk little Rockets, Spurs, a few other things as well. 713.
What else did we talked about, there was something pressing we talked about. Maybe it was just more animal fighting talk.
Little animal fighting.
We talked about Sean Salisbury being bald. Which is new.
Yeah.
We still haven't done any real research on that. I may do that during the next break.
Yeah, I walked by. He definitely shaved his head.
Yeah.
It actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, I told you. Look, I mean, it's not a bad thing.
Well, he's you know, he's a former quarterback, so he's kind of a handsome man anyway. Tim says, fresh accident on 610 North at 69. Stay away, all caps.
Okay.
So there you go. 610 North at 69. Stay the hell away from it.
Thank you much.
It's our good buddy Timmy B, who used to work with us. So, I have some interesting news for you. I think it's interesting news.
Okay.
Chris Berman is going to be replaced on Sunday NFL Countdown. We know that.
Oh, yes.
Are you excited about that?
I don't want to get act too excited because they could always come back and be like, just kidding. We're bringing him back.
They can be like, we're bringing him back.
If I ever hear that, I'm going to punch you in the face just for even bringing that up, John.
Well,
damn you.
The name that has emerged as his potential replacement?
Yes.
A young gentleman named Sam Ponder.
Nope, that's a man. That's not a man, sir. That's a woman.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Now, it doesn't matter to me because I never watch the damn show anyway. I don't. I don't watch pregame shows. I never have.
I'm not really into them either. But, I mean, just think about how much Berman was featured on everything NFL related. And you know the nights that I'm most likely to watch pregame are Thursday and Monday.
Right.
I mean, those are the – because
– although Monday, by the time we get home, the game's already started.
That's true.
So you don't really see it. Thursdays, sometimes. Well, but this is just the Sunday NFL Countdown. I think they're going to split up his duties to other people.
Okay, I hope that's the case. I'd
like,
be okay
like
with
Trey
that.
Wingo's supposed to do – some of his opening night stuff, and then someone else will do the things that he did in studio.
Okay.
So she would be the pregame person, and they would use her as sort of a, you know, to set people up, not necessarily be an analyst, which might not be all bad.
I'll accept that.
Okay. Well, just wanted you to know who.
I'm not crazy about it, mind you, but I'll accept it.
You just don't like women doing sports.
I don't like women doing football in particular.
Well, if you're just hosting a show and saying, like, what do you think about this?
That chick that did the baseball, what's her name? That it was a big deal because somebody was sexist because they thought she did a crap job. What was that girl's name?
Isn't that Marla Esperanza
No, it was no. Jessica Morales.
I think that might be it. I think she did a good job doing color commentary
she did.
For the baseball. I liked her, actually, in the booth. And I guess this is different because it won't be in the booth.
Jessica Mendoza.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But, I mean, I guess with this show, really your only job is to be like the person who throws it to the old washed up football players, like, all right, guys, time to make our picks. Who do you got, Steelers or Browns? And then everybody will pick
Swami
the Steelers.
Says.
Yeah. Everybody will pick the Steelers, and then she'll go, I, as someone who is married to a former washed up football player, I'm going with the Steelers. And my husband could play in this league if everything was fair, but it's not fair.
Well, I imagine she'll be like the hosts on NFL Network, which are they're there to entertain more than anything and set up the right. other people on the show.
Okay. So you're accepting of this?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I think she does an okay job, and she's been a lot closer to a professional football player than a lot of people.
It's true. It's been inside of her.
Yeah. You would assume.
Well, I mean, he impregnated her, so at some point that had to happen.
So she's had a quarterback inside her.
She can't put herself inside the mind of a quarterback, but she's had a quarterback inside of her mind.
Yes. Something like that.
Because marriage is like being inside someone's mind.
No, it's really not.
Oh, maybe I was wrong on
yeah,
that. Then.
I think you're off a little bit.
Okay,
on
maybe
that.
She doesn't have any qualifications.
All right, let's... I'm going to tell you about another giveaway that we have, besides the Bedrock City Comic Company giveaway. We have a spot in the human hamster ball race.
Ooh.
The fun never ends at Sam
Houston.
Is there
a size like a limit on this?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You probably want to be smaller.
It seems like it would be ideal.
Yeah. The Saturday is the first ever SHRP trackathlon, including the lawnmower race, human hamster ball race, children's stick pony races, and a sumo suit race happening right on the track between horse races. Today's your chance to win a spot in the human hamster ball race. That also includes 4 tickets to the live racing events for the evening. For more information, log on to shrp.com. Either message us on Facebook to the Blitz or tweet at Degenerates975 why you think you should represent the Blitz in the human hamster ball race. And, we're going to give preference to longtime blitzers, but even if you're a new blitzer, if you think, just tell us why you think you'd be perfect for it. We'll pick a winner at the end of the show. John will, so that nobody can get mad at me.
That's right.
That's
the way to do things.
Exactly. That's how I like doing things. All right. Let's squeeze in a call or two on the HRNP listener line. Brian, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yeah, I wanted to see what y'all thought about the possibility that Texans trading for Garoppolo. A first and a fourth, and then giving Bill O'Brien one more year to pull together and then possibly firing him for Josh McDaniels.
Why would you go to that, first off?
Yeah, if you fire Bill O'Brien, let's stop with the whole Patriot South
yeah.
experiment.
Jesus, why would you even want that? I mean, he's the same guy. What do you go, 8-8 with the Broncos?
Yeah.
Pretty much the same thing? Yeah, I don't know why on earth you'd even consider Josh McDaniels.
I actually like Josh McDaniels as a head coach. I wouldn't want him here because
yeah.
I think that it's become a cultural issue where they just need to move away from that whole way of thinking.
Because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It only works in one place because of one guy. And we talked about first and a fourth in the first hour. So the only reason I would and I would do that, but if I could get AJ McCarron for a second, I would do that instead. And I was pretty high on both those guys coming out of college. Maybe McCarron more than Garoppolo. They both have pretty much the same body of work.
Yeah.
And they both showed some promise. And I like what McCarron did at Alabama.
Josh McDaniels, 8-8 first year, 3-9 before being fired in week 13 of 2010.
All right.
So he didn't make 2 seasons.
Yeah. There you go. Maybe he'll be better the second time around. Some guys are. But... Now, if you wind up having to bail on Bill O'Brien, you need a complete culture change. You need to go a totally different direction. And that ain't it. Let's try Miles real quick. What's up, Miles?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to ask what you thought Brandon Cook's value was for trade, especially considering that he still has his fourth year and he's got a fifth-year option. Also, I heard a rumor that Trumaine Johnson, the only reason they gave him a franchise tag was to try to shop him around. That doesn't seem right to me. I was just wondering if you know what the rules are with that. I'll hang up.
Yeah, the first off on Brandon Cooks, reportedly, the Saints turned down the Patriots pick for him, which would be the 32nd in the first round. I can't imagine they're going to get much more than that, although the Titans need a receiver. They've got a higher pick. Would they do that? The Eagles are desperate for a receiver. Would they do that?
Yeah, but I mean, if you're the Titans,
that's getting into pretty high picks there.
I mean, the Titans have the 18th pick in the draft. If you, I mean, you've got a couple things to weigh there. You can give up the 18th pick in the draft. You could get a 23-year-old Brandon Cooks, who we know is a player in this league. I don't know how great he is. I think part of it is he plays with Drew Brees. But looks like he's solid. But you also, once you get him, you have a fifth-year option, but then you have to sign him long-term. And if you're giving up a first-round pick for him, you're signing him long-term. The other option would be to take a wide receiver with the 18th pick in a year where wide receiver is arguably the best position in this draft. I mean, it's one of the best positions in this draft. I'm inclined to just use my draft pick on a wide receiver, and then that way I've got that guy locked up for 5 years. But that's just the way I would look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, the Titans may not trust themselves to get the right guy. And, given the Titans' history, I don't necessarily blame them.
So if they could get a guy that they know is productive for that pick that you still have under team control for the next 2 years, that would make sense.
Yeah.
The other thing you mentioned, the Trumaine Johnson thing, apparently the Rams have been trying to shop him around.
He said that's not, doesn't seem right. Does that bother you?
No.
Doesn't bother me. I mean, you franchise a guy. This is the thing, whether the guy gets traded or not, he's still getting paid
right
as a top five player at his position, which I don't think you can really complain about.
$16.7 million guaranteed he will get for one season.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, I think players are starting to come around that franchise tag is not necessarily a bad thing, because you get that guaranteed money, and if you stay healthy and get another year on that, that's way more than you would make.
Yeah.
Ordinarily. All right, 713-780-ESPN.
I'm looking at where most of these wide receivers are expected to fall.
Yeah.
And the three top guys on basically everybody's board are Corey Davis, John Ross, and Mike Williams. And Corey Davis, who I think is a legit special player. I don't know if he's like Julio Jones level, but I think he's better than your average first receiver taken in the draft. Corey Davis, John Ross, Mike Williams projected at 15, 18, and 19 by CBS right now. So if you're the Titans, you might be in a pretty good spot. I don't know that I'm giving up that pick for Brandon Cooks, for a year of Brandon Cooks, when I could have 5 years of Corey Davis or John Ross.
Yeah, as long as you trust yourself to get the right guy.
Yeah.
Which most of these guys are pretty arrogant, so they'll do it. All right. Hey, guys, I got to tell you about Harry's. You want convenience? You want affordability? You want a great shave? Harry's is the place to go. And the cool thing about Harry's is it's all delivered right to your mailbox. So I got an email today about some stuff that I ordered. They have a plan that you can sign up for where basically they'll send you blades, they'll send you shaving cream whenever you're due to get it. When you run out of blades, they show up right there. When you run out of shaving cream, it shows up in your mailbox. It's so convenient. It's so easy, and you're saving a bunch of money. You don't have to go deal with the store. And what they did was they built their own factory. They got tired of paying way too much money. So they sell them directly to you over the internet, and then keep the prices down. And they've made their blades so much better. They were great before, but now they're even better. And they're still only $2 a blade compared to $4, or a lot more that you're going to pay if you go to the store. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. All you have to do is cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a Truman set ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try. But this offer is only available to the Blitzers if you use promo code Blitz at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Sorry, baby, I'm sharing food.
Wrapped in paper and a bowl. Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. How do we get on quarterbacks again? I don't know how this happens. It's just, it's every day.
Yeah.
I don't know what angles are left to discuss.
It'll make it easier once the dominoes start to fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still think there's going to be other names come available that people aren't talking about yet. And I don't know that they're necessarily fits for the Texans, but I still think Tyrod Taylor's not, I don't think he's going to be in Buffalo next season.
I'd be surprised.
So, but is he a fit for what Bill O'Brien wants to do?
I don't know who is a fit for what Bill O'Brien wants to do. Because I don't know what Bill O'Brien wants to do.
I don't either.
I haven't seen...
I think he could get Christian Hackenberg for a 7th.
And a bucket of spit.
No spit needed.
Let's try Ryan on the HRNP listener line. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, sports.
Sports to you, sports, sir. Guys.
Hey, CBS had O.J. Howard going to the Texans at our pick. I was just wondering to get y'all's take on that. Do you think that'd be something that Bill O'Brien and them would be interested in?
Yeah, I wonder. I like O.J. Howard. I think he's a very good player. But do you need to use your first-round pick on a tight end where this is the first season in forever that I can remember the Texans just got something out of their tight end group, right? Like, you kind of want to...
Yeah, CJ Fedorowicz looked like a, I don't want to say a football player, but he didn't look like a bag of useless human flesh.
He looked useful, and I don't know that... And remember, they invested in that guy. He's not a low draft pick, CJ Fedorowicz. So I don't know that putting a bunch of investment into that position is necessary.
I'd be okay with it depending on what happens in free agency, because I think they need to fix the offensive line. At least go get one offensive lineman who can actually play.
And let's also, he is not the new age sexy tight end that, you know, he's not like Gronk, like a athletic physical freak who's going to out jump everyone and, you know, Jimmy Graham style. He is an elite blocker who can catch most of what's thrown his way. I mean, at least what I've seen at Alabama. Now, could he develop into that? Sure.
That being the case, that does help your offensive line.
Yeah.
If you can get a guy who can... Now, I don't know if he'll be a better blocker than Fedora, which turned out
that's
to be
what I'm
last
saying.
Year.
What I'm saying is you've already got that.
Yeah.
You've got a solid blocker who's actually developing some of his pass-catching skills in Fedorowicz. And do I think O.J. Howard's upside is higher than C.J. Fedorowicz? Yeah. But, I mean, is it worth using your first-round pick to get that upgrade, which at this point seems minimal? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think you have – if he's the best player on the board, okay. And if you've dealt with offensive line and free agency. And
the problem is...
They may also need a cornerback. Obviously, with the whole Bouye situation, he's probably going to wind up somewhere else. They may need another pass rusher because it doesn't look like they're going to... And a guy like John Simon, I'm not going to spend a bunch of money on either.
The problem with best player on board thinking when it comes to tight ends is there's really nowhere else you can play the guy.
Right.
You know, if you say I'm taking the best player on the board and he's a defensive end, you've got so many players that play in that 3-4 defensive, like you could play him at defensive end. You can move guys to linebacker, inside, outside. You've got a lot you can work with there. If you draft a tight end, he's a tight end.
Yeah.
You know, if you draft a wide receiver, you can have multiple, you know. Yeah.
You can move him inside, you can move him outside. Yeah. There's options.
Same with corner. You can move safeties around, linebackers. There's so many. Running back and tight end, even like if you draft a center and he can't play center, you can move him to guard or what, vice versa. If you draft a tight end or a running back or a quarterback, obviously, that's the position those guys play. There's not much flexibility. And that's why I don't know if best on board works when it comes to quarterback, tight end, or running back, because you actually have to find a spot for those guys. And obviously, they can find a spot for a quarterback on this team. I don't know that finding a spot for a tight end should be a high priority for them right now. If you asked me this last year, I would have said jump all over it, because C.J. Fedorowicz had not shown anything up until this last season. And now C.J. Fedorowicz looks like he's actually a player. I'm willing to let that play out and see what you've got with him.
Apparently, A.J. Bouye's contract proposals during the legal tampering period carry an annual average of $12 million or more per season.
Okay.
We'll miss you.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't pay that for that guy. I'm sorry.
That's a lot of money. And I understand, and I people around here are very protective of A.J. Bouye, and I get it, because he came up through here, you know? But if he gets over $12 million per year, that makes him he's just outside the top five, which means he's just outside Josh Norman, Darrell Revis. And let me tell you, they're wishing they weren't paying Darrell Revis top five money right now. Patrick Peterson, no, Richard Sherman, Joe Hayden. Like, that's the biggest contracts. So he'd be in that next group with, like, Janoris Jenkins, Darius Slay. And I don't know if he's that.
One season, man.
That's, yeah.
As much as we're talking about the...
Aqib Talib is signed for $9.5 million through 2020. And if I if you told me... Vontae Davis, same thing. He's $9 million a year. You know, these are the type of players that... If A.J. Bouye can turn consistently into those guys, I'd give him $12 million, but I need to see it more than once.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's just the situation you're in. You can't wait another year to find out.
That's why I just say it's been real. Thanks, man.
Yeah, let's squeeze in one more phone call here before we go to break. Other AJ.
This is AJ Bouye, I bet.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, man.
I just want to see what kind of quarterback do you think would fit into what Bill O'Brien's trying to do?
That's a great question, because I really don't know.
Because Bill O'Brien's handpicked these quarterbacks so far, and it hasn't worked out. He handpicked Ryan Mallett and Brian Hoyer, and they were both trash cans. He handpicked Brock Osweiler. He's sub-trash can.
Tom Savage.
Right. I think what it boils down to is maybe Bill O'Brien doesn't know what he wants or doesn't know how to use what he's got.
I think he wants Tom Brady. And yeah. Guess what? Everybody does.
Yeah. How great would that be?
Yeah, that's the hard part. I don't know what kind of quarterback he wants, because I don't know what his offense is. And this is 3 years of watching it. I don't know what would fit.
Yeah.
I'd like to see somebody with some mobility in there, especially because that seemed to be one of the few things that worked for Osweiler last year, was taking off and running and getting first downs. But I really don't know what would be perfect, because he's tried several different things. I mean, that's what Fitzpatrick was. That's probably what he had his most success with.
Yeah.
I wish I knew. If I did, I would solve all the Texans' problems. I tried to solve their problems, to tell them to go get a real offensive coordinator. He didn't listen. So, all right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. Your knees, dog.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz, and you know what that music means. Time for multimedia Houston Chronicle superstar Jerome Solomon, columnist, TV guy, podcast guy, does everything. What's going on, Jerome?
Just chilling, trying to stay out of trouble.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's that working out?
I'm not in jail.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's the start. I want to say, though, I got a chance to listen to you and Barry a lot the other day. That was a really fun show. You guys did great together. So
yeah, we had a good time. That was the first time I'd ever worked with him. And, yeah, we kind of fit each other's silliness. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well, there's a reason that you two guys are the ones that we always wanted to get to fill in whenever one of us was gone. So I'm not surprised that it went well.
Yeah, it was good enough. It gave me the itch to want to get back. It was kind of cool.
Good for you. You need to leave that damn newspaper anyway.
I think that itch is pubic lice.
Could be. Or crabs. Yeah.
I'm let that one slide. How you would know about that, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think he caught it from you.
Yeah, but you've got me.
Let's move on to the sports stuff.
Well, let's talk about what we've been talking about on the show today. Have you got a sense any further for what the Texans' plan at quarterback is, or what the revolving door or the domino effect around the NFL is going to be at quarterback?
It everything hinges on Tony Romo, since he's the only legitimate guy out there that, you know, that contenders believe will push them over the top. And so it's, once that move is made, and, you know, if Kansas City is true to their word about they'd rather stick right out this Alex Smith nothingness run instead of Tony Romo. But it's going to be interesting, and just because Romo is one of the more popular names in the league, and not often guys like that are, you know, available and free, and he's pretty certain he's going to be available and free. It'll be interesting. I did catch you guys a little early. I disagree on the Denver thing. I just you can win a Super Bowl with a first year head coach. If I'm Tony Romo, I wouldn't be betting on it. You know what I mean? Granted, then you're talking about betting on Bill O'Brien. So
right. Yeah, exactly. Isn't it a little bit like the quarterback who hasn't played yet? You'll take your chance with the devil you don't know versus the one you do?
That's a reasonable position to take. I'd just be thinking, boy, it's a, you know, I don't know if that Denver defense is going to, you know, get back to that all otherworldly level that it was a couple of years ago and be able to get Romo what he's trying to get and back into a championship contender right now. But the thing is that's what makes his decision so difficult. I mean, I know the Patriots darn near ran the table and they just were better than everybody else in the league, but I think it was a down year for the league across the board. There weren't any great teams. So Romo has to be thinking wherever he lands of his top three choices, that team becomes an instant Super Bowl contender, even in the AFC. You know, I mean, he has to be thinking that. So it's going to be interesting to see who he favors.
Back to the Texans, obviously, I think Aaron Wilson had a story on your site that $12 million seems to be the asking price for A.J. Bouye. Do you say thanks but no thanks if you're the Texans?
See, I as much as I think they need him and he, you know, you don't want to get worse on defense, and you'll get worse if you don't re-sign him, I just don't think he's a frontline number one cornerback, top 10 cornerback in the league. I just don't see that. I mean, the guy was fourth string, your number four corner entering the season last year. He couldn't have been that good. I mean, and granted, the three guys ahead of him were pretty solid in your mind, and the rookie, well, he's his second year, and Kevin Johnson, you expected things from, but AJ had a heck of a year, and I'm not begrudging him getting paid. He needs to go out and get every nickel he can. Damn a hometown discount. He better get that money while it getting is good. But if I'm the Texans, I wouldn't be the one giving it to him.
What about a guy like John Simon, who also apparently is going to get paid?
And same thing. I pay him first. John Simon, those guys, you go out to the average, you know, bar and find a John Simon, I think. He's eminently replaceable in my eye. Now, like I said, that's what makes NFL free agency what it is. Is a guy like him who is easily replaceable is going to go to a place that doesn't have one of him and is willing to pay him more than he's worth relatively speaking, because he's going to get paid. And you know, the old line about, well, you're worth whatever you can get. Well, that's not exactly true, because he's going to get paid what only two or three teams in the league would pay him. The other 28, 29 wouldn't. So he's going to get overpaid, which is great for him. But the Texans certainly shouldn't be that. As desperate as they are at that spot, they just need to focus on getting better at that spot, not overpaying to keep a guy there who's just average.
Well, and isn't that kind of the point of roster building, is you find guys like this and you get production out of them, and you let somebody else pay them, and then you go find some more to do that, and you stick with your core guys.
Yeah, you do that. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want to get in a situation where all of your – I mean, where you're just developing guys who hit their prime and go somewhere else and hit it big and become really good there. So you have to weigh your options, and that's where the study comes in. Because think about it. Had they not exercised the option and then re-signed Whitney Mercilus, and Mercilus had played like he's done the last couple of seasons somewhere else, we'd be saying what fools the Texans are for letting him go, you know? And that's, you have to make those decisions. You have to make good draft choices. You pick the right guys and they develop, you know, you pick first round guys, develop, they automatically get that next contract. You get guys later in the draft and they give you a little something and help you out on special teams. Well, by the time they're trying to get big frontline starter money, you should have picked some other guys who have been helping you out on special teams and are ready to step into that guy's role, and that should be the position the Texans are in.
Jerome Solomon is our guest. Did you get a chance to watch your Rockets last night?
Oh, yeah, that was a fun game. This is going to be a fun playoff season. I mean, it's not just because of the style that they play, but that's going to play a lot into it. But the way they get after it and what they can do when they're hitting on all cylinders makes them a very scary team, but they're not the best team out there, and it's going to be fun watching to see how teams, you know, break them down. I mean, I tweeted out something a week or two ago about it's possible that they'll have a playoff run. This is their worst nightmare. It wouldn't be if they make the run, but the first round, James Harden would have to go against Tony Allen, who he doesn't want to see every night for how many ever games. And then the second round, he'd have to go up against Kawhi Leonard, and some guy was jumping on me, oh, you don't even know anything about basketball. They don't even put Kawhi Leonard on James. And I was like, watch. when it's time, it's going to be time, and that's Kawhi Leonard's job. He's supposed to take the best player on the other team, and it's no question that it's Harden. And it'll be fun to watch those two go at it. No question, Kawhi got the better of him last night in the fourth quarter. I would bet my money on James against him many other times, and regardless, it'll be entertaining as all get out.
Hey, Jerome, get back to the Texans for just a second. Have you heard anything about who they might be talking to, specifically on the offensive line, because they've got to address that?
Free agent wise, I do not know. I think they need to go free agent. They haven't done a really good job of drafting guys on the offensive line of late. Start with Tua Filo, and it's not Martin's fault that he got hurt and he's supposed to be a walk-in starter from day one at center, and looks, you know, he gets back healthy, he's still supposed to be that guy. But are you going to draft a guy and expect him, you know, first round to be automatic, and they're the one floating out the guy from Utah because they really like him, or they want other teams to think they like him? But they need to go get some veteran help. They need to shore that position up big time, because either they will have the scrub that they have at quarterback now, where they need a better and stronger running game than they had last year, or they'll have Tony Romo and they'll need protection on top of protection and a stronger running game on top of it as well. So but who they're after, I don't know, but they better be after somebody. I if I were them, I'd spend money on offensive linemen as veteran free agents and not on A.J. Boye and John Simon, for sure.
I'm with you on that one. All right, that's Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist, TV guy, podcast guy, does everything now. Jerome, great stuff as always, my friend. Appreciate the time.
All right, fellas. Have a good one.
All right. It's Jerome Solomon. We agree on offensive line. I think that's the way to go. There are some pretty good free agents out there. If you have to spend some money on one, I'm okay with it. Yeah. If it means, all right, I'm going to let Boye walk and Simon walk. I think they've done a pretty good job of finding guys like that. So, and it's you're still strong in that position back there. And with J.J. Watt back, your defensive line is going to be better. That's going to make it easier for the guys on the back end. I think that would be a better investment. Not going to matter if you can't find somebody to play quarterback.
Right. But, doesn't matter what your defense looks like. We've learned that.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. We come back. We will have the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
In my cubicle, where I hide out from my boss. In my cubicle, where I get lost in my thoughts.
This is Corey Brewer, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's rodeo, Houston. The rodeo kicks off today with Aaron Watson. For just $18, you can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for Aaron Watson. He's going to learn the hard way.
That's right.
Yeah. Also, tonight at 7, Hustle Town with Craig Shelton, Angelo Lawford, and Jermaine Avery. I don't think they'll be playing Aaron Watson.
You don't think so?
But you never know.
Yeah, could surprise you.
But you never know. All right, let us do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, John, you were a Tinder guy at one point. That's how you met your wife-to-be.
Did you get laid off that before you met Teresa?
No.
Man.
But Teresa was the second one I got matched with.
Okay. So you were almost instantaneous then.
No, I take that back. She wasn't the second one, but she was the second date that I went on.
How'd the first date go?
It was okay.
Like what was the what didn't work out?
I mean, me and Teresa got matched while I was on the date.
Oh. And
I thought I told this before.
You saw her and she looked hotter than the chick you were hanging out with?
Yes. Okay. And the pictures for the first girl might have been a few years old.
Okay. She had weathered or had plumped up. What happened?
Plump is a good word.
She was also Asian.
Frumpy?
Frumpy is a good word.
Okay.
Asian?
No.
Really? What race?
David Philpott's cup of tea.
A black chick?
Yeah.
Man.
I don't discriminate.
But I feel like your friends group would have disowned you.
No, I don't think so.
Because you only hang out with Asians,
No, as long as they're nice and kind.
Yeah, you say that, but if you brought a black chick to your all Asian hangouts, it would have been weird.
You'd have been ostracized,
and brought her to your church where they speak Korean.
We have English mass. Okay. That's what I go to.
Okay, I don't know that it would have worked out. Well, Jong likes to particularly hang with Asians.
Yeah,
you see any pictures of Jong? Like anybody who follows Jong on social media. Let me know if you find a picture of Jong hanging out with people who aren't Asian. I'd like to see.
He doesn't even like to take pictures with us.
Yeah.
So
because his Asian friends might see.
Right. Who are those guys? Well, this guy's Tinder did not go as well. He met a girl, went to the restaurant, they get to talking, things are going great. She thinks he's funny and invites him to hang out with some friends when dinner's over. So far, so good, right? They after they eat, the conversation turns a little bit more towards how they met on Tinder, and she says that she's glad he's normal and not some sort of serial killer.
And he's like, oh.
Well, he's got a sense of humor, and he just says, he replied with, oh, thanks for thinking I'm normal, but I actually am a serial killer. Bodies for days buried at the farm. She laughed, he laughed.
But
he thought he did a great job of making it sound sarcastic. The girl excuses herself to go to the bathroom. Takes a long, long time. And he was a little worried that she'd bailed and stuck him with the bill. No.
She was calling the cops?
She was calling the cops.
Oh, what a horrible date.
Police officers suddenly appear out of nowhere, tell him to keep both of his hands visible on the table. And he's confused at first, but then he's in the car and the police are outside talking to his date. They get in the car and ask me if I told my date I was a serial killer. I tell him yes, but I was joking. He also says, don't admit to police you told someone you were a serial killer. So he spent the next 5 to 6 hours explaining himself over and over that he was kidding.
You can't. Is that like bombs on a plane? You just can't even make jokes about it?
I guess not. And I make serial killer jokes all the time.
That's just,
we've done that on air. Is this a warning? Should we not do this
like,
anymore?
If a girl calls the cops and says, Jong Lee says he's a serial killer, the cops can come and detain him for 6 hours?
Apparently. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the
Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
If you wish to read the entire story, it's on brobible.com. But it's his blow by blow.
Blow. That didn't happen.
Apparently not.
Any chances that was going to happen?
Yeah. I'm guessing that's not a girl that would ever be able to listen to this show.
Probably not. Not great with sarcasm.
No. Squeeze in a call before we get to the top here on the HR&P listener line. Anthony, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing sports.
Sports, man. Hey, I just wanted to talk about, I'm a longtime Miami Heat fan, and I just don't hear too much recognition about what's going on with the franchise right now. I just wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, the way they're playing, the way they're getting coached without a big star, you know, star power player. I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks.
I mean, I don't know that there's much special to say about what the Heat are doing. I mean, are they okay right now? All think like considering their lineup, yeah, they're doing all right, but they're under 500 in the Eastern Conference. I mean,
there's really not much positive to say about them. If you can't make the playoffs in the East,
the reality is they don't have any player that you would look at and say, this is a guy they can build around. I mean, like, I guess Goran Dragic is that guy, but if he's your best player, you're never going to be any good.
Yeah.
Deion Waiters has been good for him. I mean, Hassan Whiteside's been solid. They don't have enough good players to really be anything special.
They're kind of irrelevant, frankly.
I mean, they're on a little bit of a winning run, so yeah. I guess credit where it's due. They've won more than they've lost lately. They just won.
They beat the Cavs.
They won a back-to-back against the Cavs. They also lost to the Mavericks last week. So I feel like they lost to the Sixers a little while back. But they've been better. They started the season horribly. They've improved. So, I mean, I guess there should be some credit given to them. But, yeah, nobody's talking about them because they're still pretty irrelevant.
Ashton says, the moral of that story is don't date snitches.
Pretty much, yeah. A no second date for that.
Yeah. Well, I got to be honest. I'm really, really glad I'm not single because there's no way in hell I could date women like that. I'd be in jail.
Garbage.
Just for talking.
It's garbage.
Yeah, 713 says a cop should have detained the chick for not having a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Have you guys talked about Bogut's leg? No.
That's a tough break for them.
Literally.
My goodness.
Less than a minute. Less than a minute. And, yeah, that's unfortunate, and that's something he's dealt with his whole career, but you would have thought he could have played more than a minute for him.
1 minute.
It wasn't even a minute. It was, what, 56 seconds, yeah. I believe.
But, the, I mean, that's a – they've got – I don't want to say the walls are falling down in Cleveland because they've still got the best player in the whole wide world, which, you know, if everything else is breaking around you, he's proven that you can still probably win with just that. But, I mean,
that's too bad because that would have been a nice piece for him.
Yeah, but I mean, they've got a sick coach. They've got You know, they're on a losing streak. They sign a guy. He breaks his leg a minute in.
I 58 mean, seconds, not 56.
It's just things aren't going well. But, I mean, this is it's nothing new for Andrew Bogut, who I think there's like a – there's an article I read today. I can't find it on my history for the day, but it was part of my prep that I did today was – the timing of his injuries, and it's always at like the worst possible time. But he had like just a couple months after he signed his big mega extension with the Bucks, the time the Bucks went to the playoffs their rookie year, and he broke his leg or he got hurt right before the I want to say it was like the kneecap thing where the kneecap popped off to the side.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a bunch of weird things happening, but including when he was going to, you know, when he got hurt last year in the finals. So, yeah, that's tough. It's tough. It's a tough break for the Cavs, a tough break for Bogut, but he's probably done for the year.
You know who's not done for the year? Your buddy Aubrey.
Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Little doom and gloom for us. Out here today.
Yeah, what are you gonna
do? Trying to grab my rounds in the garage, and man, it's like so cold. Can't even. Oof, man, it kind of pulls everything down. And you know, when you think about spring cleaning, it's on again, off again. Sometimes you think the weather's warm, weather's cold, weather's warm. But I tell you, what's always hot is the deals at Dirt Free. I mean, pick up the phone, friends, now 281 Dirt Free. And it's so rare to see the world's best anything. You know, that's why the world's biggest ball of yarn, people stop and see it. The world's biggest, the best anything. People want to see that. All you got to do is see in your home, the Earth's best is Dial 281 Dirt Free. No soaps, chemical residues of tap water. We've got an advanced system. We invented our own water, wand, pre-spot, and truck. Try us in the worst area. If you don't love it, you won't pay. And if it isn't light years ahead of whatever you've seen before, we really will wrap up and go to another job. We want to impress you or not charge you. Three rooms, $100. Let's give away. I'll tell you what, if you have another service like tile, grout, leather, drapes, upholstery, wool rugs, if you have any of the other services, we'll give you a free room of carpet cleaning and $100 free speed dry. If you have three rooms, we'll do that for $100 and give you a free speed dry. So if you have regular carpets, $100. If you have something different, we'll give you a room of carpet cleaning and $100 free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free, the first 20 callers, that's DIRTFRE with 1E, 347-8373 or dirtfreecarpet.com on the web. Guys, you've seen it yourself. We never tell a lie.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
ESPN 97.5.